questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio is a guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Hujjatul Islam Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Karimi, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
In today's program, we want to talk about an important phrase or extract or segments of Ziyaratul Jamaatul A'immat al-Mu'mineen, which is mentioned by Sayyid ibn Tawus in the book Misbahul Zair. In one part of this ziyara, we read, فَنَحْنُ نُشْهَدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّا قَدْ شَارَكْنَا أَوْلِيَائِكُمْ وَأَنصَارَكُمْ مُتَقَدَّمِينَ فِي إِرَاقَةِ دِمَاءِ النَّاكِثِينَ وَالْغَاسِتِينَ وَالْمَارِقِينَ وقتل لي أبي عبد الله سيد الشباب أهل الجنة عليه السلام يوم كربلاء بالنيات وقلوب وتأسف على فوت تلك المواقف التي حذروا لنصرتكم. The important part in this phrase is بالنيات والقلوب. I mean the intentions and to be in memory or beside Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام by heart. We can say we want to discuss this important part. What does it mean? بالنيات والقلوب. شيخ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Of course, this Ziyara Jama'a is different from that famous Ziyara Jama'a Kabira. Let me explain that Ziyara Jama'a is a title given to those Ziyarat which are comprehensive, meaning that we can visit any Imam with that text. So that is why it is called Ziyara Jama'a.
The Ziyara Jama'atul Kabira by Imam al-Hadi alayhi
yeah,
salam.
This is one this of is different. The okay. most famous ones. We have also Ziyara Jama'a Saghira. We have Ziyara yes. Aminullah. All of them are Ziyarat Jama'a. And one of them is, as you rightly mentioned, Ziyara Jama'a A'immat al-Mu'mineen, as mentioned by Sayyid ibn Tawus in his Misbah al-Zahir. And the beginning part of it is Bismillah wa billah wa fi sabilillah wa ala millat rasulillah. And in next part of the ziyara. So in the part that you mentioned, we say that, O Allah, we have been a partners. Qad sharakna. We have been with your, holy people who, fought against the enemies. And these enemies are an-nakithin, yes. referring to those people who initiated the Battle of Jamal. Wal-qasateen, the oppressive ones, referring to the people who began the Battle of Siffin against Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Wal-mariqin, referring to the Battle of Nahrawan, initiated by Khawarij. Wa-qatalat Abi Abdullah,
yes.
and those who killed Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So in this part, we say that, O Allah, we are with them, with Imam Hadi alayhi salam and with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and their companions, and we are their partners when they fought the people of Kamil, Siffin, Nahrawan, and in the tragedy of Karbala. But how بالنيات والقلوب, through our intentions and the hearts.
And also ta'assuf.
Ta'assuf, the yes. fact that we feel also
saddened.
Sad about
yes.
that.
Okay.
And we are sad because of the fact that physically speaking, yes. we are not able to be in those
present.
Scenes.
Okay.
Now, is it possible really for us to share in the reward of those great people? Maybe this is the question
yes.
and what this part is
Although
talking
we
about.
Were not present physically, but is it possible to be present by heart and soul or something like that?
Yeah. Okay. For that, let me refer to the famous companion of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, who was one of the great companions of the Prophet, and he was the companion of some of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. And he was alive after the tragedy of Karbala as well. So it's been mentioned that Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari visited the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam after his martyrdom. His story is very famous. He was accompanied by a person called Atiyah.
Yes.
And the narration is talking about many details and how Jabir began to cry for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes.
And in one part of this story, we read that Jabir said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent Muhammad with truth, لَقَدْ شَارَكْنَاكُمْ فِيمَا دَخَلْتُمْ فِيهِ We are partners with you in the path you have entered.
Yes.
So he is also claiming the same, that we were with you.
Mm-hmm.
Atiyah, who was with Jabir, was
there. Atiyah ibn Awf.
Exactly. Yes. Atiyah was very surprised hearing that. So he said that how we are their partners, and even though we didn't go uphill and downhill, meaning that we didn't fight, and also he continues to say that we didn't strike a sword, but their heads were cut off.
Mm-hmm.
They were martyred, and their children became orphans, and their wives lost their husbands. So they went through all these sufferings and problems, and now you claim that we were with them.
Mm-hmm.
Jabir says that Ya Atiyah, سمعت حبيبي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I heard the Prophet peace be upon him saying that من أحب قوما حشر معهم. If you love a group of people, you will be resurrected with them on the day of judgment.
Yes.
ومن أحب عمل قوم أشرك في عملهم. And if you like the deed of a group, you are, their partners in the reward for that action.
Okay.
وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my intention is exactly like the intention of those people who helped Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this is what matters.
Yes.
Now, the point is that if we really have this intention, of course, here we are not talking about just mere words.
Yes.
Okay, many people can claim that if I were in Karbala for sure, I would have helped Imam Hussein alayhi salam. No, we need to prove that in our actions.
Yes.
And for many people, we can just be happy that we were not among the, enemy of the Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes.
Let alone,
So we really do not know that. How many would be among the enemy forces on that time? Because they were claimed to be Muslims too on that time. Okay, and there were so many people who did not help Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. After that, they repented and helped.
And some of them were great people.
Yes.
Some of them were great companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes.
And Suleiman ibn Suras Khuzai himself, he was a great person.
You know, Shaykh Nabdiz al-Jawshan was himself the companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yeah.
In what? In Safin, I think. Okay. He was shoulder to shoulder with Imam Ali alayhi salam, but all of a sudden...
It's
easier said than done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
You'll find your way. So the point is that if we are talking about intention, and this is a reality that we can share in the acts of other people if our intention is true. For example, you do not have any money right now, but your intention really is that if I had money, I would have paid in charity.
Mm-hmm.
If this is your intention, God will give you the reward for that action.
Yes.
There are some narrations in this regard talking about the fact that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalih.
Yes.
The intention of a believer is better than his or her action.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very interesting. So some people might say that they are the same. I mean, the intention and the deed are the same. So far, we proved that, that if you have the intention, then you have a share in the reward. But here, the narration says that it's a prophetic narration mentioned in both Shia and Sunni sources that the intention of a believer is better than his actions. There are reasons for, this intention being better than the action. And the Imam of the Ahl al-Bayt himself were asked about this narration, why the intention is better than the action. In one case, for example, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says that sometimes when it comes to actions, you may do the action for showing off. But when it comes to the intention, it is only pure for God.
Yes.
You cannot have, hypocrisy in your actions.
Okay.
This is one point. And the second point is that Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam says that in some cases you have the intention for doing a good action, but for any reason you are not able to do that.
Yes.
For a problem, for a disease, for any other barrier, you're not able to do the action, but your intention is there. That is why your intention is better than your action. You were not able to do the action, so you're not rewarded for the action, but you had the intention, so you're rewarded.
And most of the time, this is the pure intention that helps you
reach
salvation. For example, we could see that so many people in the story of Karbala and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam joined his army on the way. For example, Wahab, Zuhair, Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, all of them, joined Imam al-Hussein, but they had this pure intention in their hearts, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them reach salvation.
Definitely. So we are talking about true intention, and if we have really such an intention, then we can claim that we are the partners with those people who were with Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in all those battles. Let me share another interesting narration. In one of the battles of the Prophet, the Holy Prophet said that we left in Medina a group of people who did not go uphill and downhill, meaning that they did not do any action in this war. But all of them, they were with us. Kanu ma'ana, they were with us. The companions of the Prophet were very surprised at how they are staying in Medina. They didn't join us physically speaking at all.
Yes.
And the Prophet said, niyatuhum,
yes,
because of their intentions. They had this intention to join us, but for any reason they could not help us.
Okay.
They could not join us. The same has been mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam after the Battle of Jamal. One of the companions of the Imam told him that, I wish that person had also joined us in this battlefield and to see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeated your enemies.
Yes.
The Imam asked him, did he want to join us and is he also following the same path as yours? The narrator says that I answered in positive.
Yes.
Then the Holy Prophet says that not only he is with us in this war, but also all the people who will be born in future, but they are with us in the intentions. If they were born, if they were right now, they were with us. So not only he is included, all the people who will come in the future, but they have the same intention, they have a share in the reward as well.
That's right. Okay.
So in this part of Ziyara Jama'a Aimat al-Mu'mineen, we also referring to the same fact that we are with you, we are with the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the battles of Jamal, Safin, Nahrawan, and with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the tragedy of Karbala through our intentions. Of course, it's a very big claim. We need to prove it in our actions.
That's all right. And, this logical line of mentioning these battles, Safin, Jamal, Nahrawan, and then Karbala, shows us that the enmity towards Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam remained till Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. I mean, the troops of the enemies who opposed Imam Ali alayhi salam, they were the ones who had this sense of revenge. And they couldn't take it from Ali ibn Abi Talib because he was in power, because he was powerful. But for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, on the way to Karbala, with the, we can say, few number of the people, thirsty, hungry, in the hot weather, they could take a revenge. These are in fact the attributes of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in Ziyaratul Jama'atul Aimat al-Mu'mineen. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Really nice elaboration on a phrase on Ziyaratul Jamaatul Mu'mineen by Sayyid Ibn Tawus in his book Misbahul Zahir. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لعلي وحسين وحسن